how we doing, ladies and gentlemen? It is time
Welcome back to another episode of the Bellied Up Podcast.
I'm your host, Charlie Behrens.
I am your host, host, you betcha guy, Miles, here in the house.
And we have so many folks that are in need of Midwest advice, and we are just here to offer, with all the liquid confidence one could assume we would have at this point.
Liquid advice comes in all forms, but today it was whiskey.
It was a lot of whiskey and blackberry brandy.
Yeah, we now, did have some blackberry brandy today.
Is that your first blackberry
brandy shot? No. But it was a great reminder of what can be.
It gets your mind feeling a little funny. It does more than alcohol does. There's something special
makes you
in
think,
that.
You know, it's,
it inspires the philosophers.
Yes, and that's what we were today. Is we were philosophers.
That's given us a lot of credit, and I will take it.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it was, though.
I concur. And we're sucking down a couple waters here because we've been over our limit.
Yeah. No, we got a long night ahead of us here. It's only about 5 o'clock.
Yeah, but it's been a fun day, and we had a lot of people call in, and they asked a lot of great questions, and we were happy to assist them with those answers. Oh, Miles, we lost you.
Talk.
Yeah, you lose your mic.
I accidentally switched the mic off. That was my bad. Charlie, talk me through your overalls today.
Now, these overalls.
You went for the overalls.
I went bold. I'll tell you a story about my dad. First time my dad met my mom. Now, my dad is from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
Fond du Lac. That's fun to say.
Yeah, and he grew up.
I know some folks from Fond du Lac. Get on over here.
Come on over.
No,
we have
someone from Fond du Lac as well.
She's got a job she doesn't want to lose.
She's being shy.
Well,
yeah.
God bless her.
She doesn't want the old guilt by association thing on her hands.
My dad from Fond du Lac, he grew up a worm man. Okay.
Yeah,
6 years old. He was getting worms in the front yard, selling them, 25 cents a dozen. And
can get 25 cents a dozen, huh?
Back in the day, back when
that's
my
a
dad
good price back
that.
In the day.
In the late 60s, he was getting 25 cents a dozen for his
that's
worms.
That's not too bad, yeah.
Vietnam War was going on. It was chaotic in America.
Tough.
25
really
cents a
tough.
Dozen.
Yeah.
Anyway, he grew up a humble man, and he carried that in through his college days, and he was wearing overalls the first time he met my mom. He met my mom's brother, Tom, my Uncle Tom. They were roommates, and he came back to my grandparents' house wearing nothing but overalls. No shirt on. Yeah, no, he's going straight fondy. And,
is that what it's called?
Straight fondy. When you're going straight fondy.
The only overalls look is the fondy.
Yeah, it's the fondy. Overalls, no shirt on. And, my mom saw that and she took a liking to him. And, fast forward 12 kids later, and that's how it goes. So I'm wearing overalls.
So it's safe to say your dad had a little bit of a different farmer's tan than what we're used to.
A little
right?
different. He had the.
It looked like a spaghetti strap bikini tan, is what you're saying.
And they didn't call them overalls. My grandpa used to say, "You got them nice bibs on."
Bibs. That's what I would call ice fishing bibs.
Yep.
I would call them bibs. I wouldn't call them overalls.
Same
so
deal.
That
so that's
sense.
What I'm rocking. These are Duluth. They're very nice.
Yeah,
I like them.
They look good, man.
Yeah, thank you very
much.
Not
to hit on you too much.
No, I
but
appreciate
yeah.
that. It's a different look. I got it is what it is.
If you're
nice.
Not rolling up to the bar in a pair of bibs.
What are you even doing?
I think, honestly, after this pod, I'm going to head to the store.
Yeah.
And get myself
get
a pair
yourself
of bibs.
So you'd
yeah.
look good in some bibs. I
mean,
tell you that right now.
I wouldn't
now.
Be able to fit into those ones, but I'll have to figure something out.
I bet
yeah.
you could. There's some space in here for you.
Okay.
So, and my toe touch
at
the same time
that,
I said that.
He's playing footsie with
Jeez
me.
Jeez Louise.
So,
well, we better stop.
I don't think that I should be trying to fit into your bibs anytime soon. After that. Oh,
you
my
never know.
God.
You never know. So, anyways, I'm excited for this next pod. We gave a lot of good advice out, and I'm excited for you folks to hear the advice we gave the fine people.
I love how
Midwest.
We just in these intros we just brag about how good our advice was.
It's usually subpar at best.
No, Charlie, we crushed it. We were really smart. we nailed it. We didn't say anything dumb.
Oh my gosh, my pocket's vibrating.
Yeah,
here.
Well, it's your birthday, man.
I know. Yeah, that's how she goes. Anyway, let's get to another episode.
Without any further ado, here are some callers.
Yeah, the Belly Dump Podcast.
Hello?
Hey there, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
Good, this is Charlie.
And this is Miles, what's your name?
Angela.
Angela, nice to talk to you. You're on the Belly Dump Podcast right now, and we just wanted to know, where are you calling from?
I'm from California.
California, okay. Where in California?
Little Town, Central California.
Okay.
Ripon.
What's it called again now?
Little Town?
Ripon.
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 Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a Ripon, Wisconsin, too. So
I know. I went last year.
Did you? Did you tour the Ripons of the United States?
Yeah. No, I went to my first Packer game.
Oh, did you? Well, not in Ripon, but you stayed in Ripon just for funsies or what?
We went there just to visit the town.
Because it's the same name as the town you're from. Yeah, it does make sense.
Yep.
And how did the Ripon in Wisconsin compare to the Ripon in California?
It's bigger.
Wait, the one in Wisconsin's
colder.
Bigger?
It is, yeah.
Bigger, colder, same amount of cows, though, probably. On the outskirts, I suppose.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we don't mean to drag you down with the small talk and niceties here. You called for either advice or some to buy, sell, or trade. Which one was it?
I called for advice.
Okay, here we go. Me and Charlie have been having a few drinks here, so we are primed and ready to hand out advice.
They absolutely are.
What do you got?
Yeah, what's on your heart? Call her. Oh, we dropped her. Let's call her back.
She just hung up. Yeah, let's call her back.
Bad service.
Does that work?
We're leaving her a voice message. Zero is not available. At the tone,
please record your message. Hey, Angela, we missed you. You must be going through a tunnel or something.
Yeah.
Call dropped. So.
Angela, I don't know what's going on with the service over there in Ripon, California, but it's not ripping good, okay? And so anyways, we know you had some advice. We'll just leave you with some advice to whatever problem you
might
want to
switch providers on your cell phone.
Yeah.
Is number one advice.
I'm thinking you're with AT&T now. They're not a sponsor, and this is why, okay? Calls always dropping over there and ripping. So anyway, you call us back, but if not, I just want you to keep her moving and to watch out for deer. Miles?
I'm a little sad that
I'm sad, too.
Yeah,
we had a good rapport.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about the Ripons and the whole deal. Anyway, Angela.
You did too long of a small talk on the Ripons.
I know.
And
I think I might have scared her away.
Either that or she's at work right now and her
boss
walked
came
in.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shoot, maybe she works for AT&T too. Yeah. Anyways, Angela, it was nice talking briefly. Keep her moving. Bye-bye. Will.
Yes.
How in the heck are you? It's Charlie.
I'm doing pretty decent. How about yourself?
Doing good. I'm here with Miles.
How's it going, Will?
It's going pretty good.
Windy out there, huh?
Yeah. Is it blowing a gale?
Certainly.
Yeah. It's a windy Cindy.
Duluth
gets windy, doesn't it? That the wind right off Lake Superior?
Sure does, but that brings me to my advice question to you guys.
All right.
Oh.
So I'm down here on a job in middle of Illinois. And my question to you guys was, how do you deal with something like this? It's windy. It's flat. I don't like the people. They drive too fast. I just don't get it.
Wow.
Well, so I can't weigh in on the flat and windiness. I'm from Fargo, North Dakota. All we are is flat and windy. So, but not liking the people, that is a tough situation.
That's a tough one, Will. And by the way, forgive me. I heard that wind. I heard Duluth. I thought you were in Duluth. That's a windy city right there. So you are used to the wind. You're just not used to the flatness and the people. Duluth, very hilly city out there. So the flatness you're just going to have to deal with. The nice part about it is you can see the tornadoes coming. Okay?
That's true.
You got to look at the positive side. And the folks there, you know, they've had a tough go. You got to remember, okay?
Yeah,
so
one, they were born in Illinois.
They're born in Illinois, and the last time the Bears won a Super Bowl was 1986. And they are still holding on to the Super Bowl shuffle. And so emotionally, they're just damaged. And you have to you have to accept them as they are and then say, how are you doing today?
Yeah, they're not mad at you. They're more so mad that they're born there and they're a Bears fan.
It's circumstantial is what it is. And it is tough being a Bears fan. I wouldn't wish that upon my worst enemies. But it's not something you can really change after birth, you know. You come out the womb with that Bears logo tattooed on your soul. I tried, and I got family that are Bears fans, and it's a tough path for them. It is, and they don't quite see logic. They're blinded.
Do you got an example of someone that, you know, maybe just wasn't too nice to you?
Yeah, tell us about that.
I guess the only example I got is the people, mainly the drivers are mean here. It's
a lot of honking, a lot of cutting people off, or what?
That included just mostly just people driving excessively over the speed limit, which I get going 5, maybe 7 over. But I'm doing that, and these people are flying, blowing my doors off, going 95 plus.
Jeez,
holy smokes.
That's a little dangerous.
Sounds like you need to call the Department of Transportation and not into the Bellied Up podcast. Not to be a narc or anything, but that's just not safe.
Yeah, you got any license plates you want to report? we'll send it over right now. No.
Yeah, I can't provide you with one of those.
Probably smart. Yeah, probably smart. Just remember, 9, you're fine. 10, you're mine. And by mine, I don't mean me. I mean the state trooper. So, yeah, let me ask you this. Are you doing the Midwest thing of where you get up to speed, you speed her up to 55, head on over to the fast lane, and then you put her on cruise control around 54, or no?
It depends on whether it's interstate driving or two-lane country road driving.
Yeah. Now, are they going 95 on those two-lane country roads?
Not quite that fast, but
okay. Because that's where those deer are out and also cows are crossing. And so you really do want to be cautious there. So I think you are doing fine. Sometimes the world acts crazy.
Some people just like to watch the world burn. You got to remember that.
You got to remember that.
Yeah, you got a point there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We learned that from the great philosopher Batman. And Yeah. So anyways, I think you just got to keep being you, and then with these other folks, and don't get cute with them. Okay, don't start throwing bananas out of your car thinking they'll spin out, because they just might. Okay, I play enough Mario Kart to know that. So just let them go. You'll find them in the ditch down the road, and when they are in the ditch, pull over and ask them if they need a tow or no. And you can what kind of car are you driving?
I'm driving a Chevy Silverado.
Oh, you got the Silverado.
You're ready to go.
Do you have the 2-inch lift for a more sporty look or no?
No, I don't have enough money for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that is a spendy type thing.
Smart.
Do you have tow ropes in your back or the chains or anything like that where you can help one of them beamers that are being passed you out of a ditch later or no?
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't be from northern Minnesota if I didn't have at least a couple tow straps.
That's
smart.
Wow. You got to have that. You got to have some ratchet straps in the back. You never know when you're going to need
them.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and the best way to real it's you know, show them, don't tell them. So, you know, when you see them in the ditch, you help them out, and they'll learn from you. They've already seen your car. They've already said, why can't this sucker get out of the fast lane? They probably didn't say sucker, something that rhymes with it. But, you know, when you pull them out of that ditch, they'll be now thinking, you know, maybe that Silverado knew what was going on the whole time, that Silverado with Minnesota plates.
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you calling in.
We really do.
Hopefully our advice helped a little bit there.
Yeah, I think I got a good mindset going, and I'll try to put it
to work. Hang in there, man. You'll until you get back home, just hang in there, you know, do what you can until you're back in the homeland.
Will do, sirs.
All right. Well, thanks for
calling. Thank you very much.
And remember, if it don't say Bell on the side, you've just been taken for a ride. All right? Not a sponsor. Yeah. We'll talk soon, okay?
Sounds good, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Call from Angela.
Angela's back.
Angela, what in the heck happened?
What? Hi, guys.
Hey, did the boss creep up? Yeah. What was going on?
I'm back. Sorry.
Yeah. No worries.
I was driving.
You went through a tunnel. She went through a tunnel.
She went through a tunnel. Do you have AT&T, Angela? Be honest with us.
I actually do.
She does.
Oh, Angela, we got to get you a different provider.
Yeah. We're going to work on that. Cricket Wireless coming your way.
They got me locked into this. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, they do that. Yeah. So, anyways, you were calling for some advice.
You were literally
right?
just about to tell us what you were or what you called in to ask advice for, and then you cut out. What's the advice you got?
Well, actually, I just called to see if you guys had any random advice for me. I just wanted to talk to you guys.
Well, let me ask you this: what do you do for a living?
Okay, I work with children.
Oh, good, real good. That keeps the heart young. Angela, let me ask you, what eats at your craw more than anything else in life right now? It could be anything. Could be small, could be big.
The San Francisco 49ers.
The 49ers.
I live in the heart of 49er fandom.
Oh.
It's not fun.
So you are a fan or you aren't a fan of the Niners? That's important.
Not.
Nor should you be. Are you a Packers fan?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, she went to Lambeau. You're right. She stopped there ripping.
Now I remember. Yeah.
Well, now the 49ers, they're mostly just a big dog with a big bark and no bite.
Yeah, a lot of bark, no bite.
Yeah.
Those guys there in the Bay Area.
And just let them have their fun. I mean, honestly, if you're a 49ers fan, you've seen all these tech, you know, I don't want to say something bad about the tech bros, but they're jackasses. And they've seen their city transformed by those fellas. They've ruined the city of, you know, of free love and whatever it was in the 60s, flowers in your hair. Now it's just, you know, NFTs on your brain. And it's just a different territory. And they also moved the stadium out of San Francisco. They moved it way the heck over there and whatever strip mall of a city it's in right now. It sucks eggs. And I was
pretty
just
sad.
There. I know about it. So that city's going through a lot of transformations, a lot of Teslas around. And honestly, they're going through a lot emotionally. So you're just going to have to deal with them. Know, though, that you are sitting really pretty being a Packers fan.
Yeah. Packers fan is nice. You always make it to the playoffs, then just lose in the NFC Championship.
Okay,
so
Miles. Thank
at least
you very
you guys
much.
Are making
hey,
it
hey,
to
hey.
The NFC
yeah,
Championship.
Yeah, I know. Angela and I are going to take you to task here, Miles, okay? Jeez Louise.
Miles, we've seen your Packer fan video. Come on.
Yeah, come on. We've seen that video.
I am one
you're
of those
NFL
guys.
Owner.
I just well, yeah, you're right.
She's a super
are
fan.
Are you an owner as well, Angela, or not?
I am.
Me too,
I am
Angela.
Last round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got one. How many shares did you get? You get one or two?
I got one. My husband got one.
Oh, nice. That away.
You guys got.
Technically, I got his too.
That's nice. Yeah. So you got two pieces of paper. That's awesome.
That's a good investment.
Yes. Hanging on my wall.
Yes. Yeah. I got mine hanging on my wall too. That's very
good.
Yeah.
What are the pieces of paper going for these days?
$256 bucks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's an investment, though, right, Angela?
That's right.
Yeah. Well,
it's a lot like pull tab investing.
It is. Very much so.
Just kind of a money suck. But anyways.
Okay. All right. We are. You know what, Angela? Don't let Miles get you
you're
down
right.
now.
You're right. I'm acting like I'm from San Francisco right now. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Jeez Louise. Well, Angela, this has been fantastic. I'm glad we could help you out with those 49ers fans. And
thank you, guys.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
I think the biggest advice is just you need a new cell phone provider, really.
Yeah.
That's true.
Cricket Wireless.
Okay. I'm on it, guys.
All right. You don't have to lie to us. You don't have to get Cricket Wireless. Charlie's just trying to make his purchase of Cricket Wireless more justifiable by getting more people on board. So don't take that advice. But
So, Angela, watch for deer out there. And honestly, what else, you know, I don't know what other wildlife you're seeing out there in San Fran. Watch out for Teslas, okay?
All right. Tell your folks I said hi.
All right. We'll see you. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Zach
attack. What's going on?
What's going on, guys?
Mr. Houston, how you doing, man?
Not too bad. First time caller, long time listener.
Long time listener, right?
Yep, long time.
Zach, I hear that you're known around the You Betcha circles, guy. This is Charlie, by the way. Good finally talking to you.
I am. It's nice to meet you, too. I'm a manager at Fleet Farm. I sling both of your merch.
Oh, that a blow.
Now, who sells more merch?
Who sells more?
Source of peace.
It's a horse of peace.
Yeah, well, we know that's a lie.
Yeah, where are
you? You can message me after this and tell me that I'm actually
okay,
the
yeah.
one.
I'll message you separately.
Okay, yes, there we go. So, Zach, how's it going in the old Fleet Farm these days?
Yeah,
what are you seeing?
It's going pretty good.
What's your role at the Fleet Farm?
I'm one of the managers there.
Your manager. Can you do me a favor as manager and make sure the Mandwalk Mint stuff is fully stocked?
Well, that's fine. Make sure that you move the You Betcha stuff closer to the entrance is really what I'm looking for. I want it to be front and center.
I do think at my store the You Betcha rack is closer to the front.
Yes. See?
That's garbage.
Well, we're paying for that privilege.
Let me ask you this. What city are you in doing that?
Stevens Point.
Oh, you're in Point? My stuff better. I would sell your stuff in Point.
I don't know, man. Hometown advantage.
Ah, geez Louise. All right. Well, listen, Zach, do you have any advice that you want to give us? Do you want us to give you advice? Or do you have something to buy, sell, or trade?
I'm looking for a little bit of advice.
Yes. Okay. All right. Let's hear it.
All right. So as a Fleet Farm manager, I'm very dedicated. I work long hours.
Yeah,
I also
boy.
Have two little boys who are getting into baseball.
What are their names?
Brody and Jace.
Brody and Chase.
All right.
My cousin's name's Brody. He's over there in Waupaca, so not far away. Okay. So they're.
Ooh, there you go.
How old are Brody and Jace, respectively?
Just about to turn 9 and 7.
9 and 7.
That's
who's
to be
older?
A fun age.
Who's older?
Yeah. Brody is older.
Brody is 9, Jace is 7.
So what I'm looking for is I want to get back into golf, but I'm such a busy guy. I'm at the baseball diamond 4 nights a week, plus working lots of hours, and I'd like to get the boys into golf, too. What do you guys think is the best way and the most golf etiquette, I would say, in bringing two little boys golfing?
Okay.
Well, so what's nice about the golf community is they are pretty good about kids coming on the course because that's the future of golf, right? They need young lads coming in. Otherwise, the sport's going to die. So I think that you're okay that way. I think the biggest obstacle is you got your kids playing baseball is really the issue.
Better sport.
Yeah.
That is true. We're testing the waters, every sport, so we'll see.
Zach, let me tell you this. My dad... grew up in Fond du Lac. I'm one of 12 kids, so we didn't have a lot of, my dad, of course, he's got a good job in the whole deal, but when you have 12 kids, doesn't matter how good your job is, the money's tight. So what he did is he went...
You get a high-paying job, but you can't pull out, so then you're broke forever.
My dad, he won't listen to this, it won't matter. But what you want to do is you get your uncle's golf clubs, okay? Their uncles, if you got uncles. Otherwise, you go to the Goodwill, you buy some golf clubs there, and this is what my dad did. He took them, he sawed them golf clubs in half, and then he used a little WD-40, got the grip off, and then you put some hairspray, spray some hairspray in that grip after the WD-40, and then you put it on the shorter club, and now you got some clubs to their size.
Literally, my dad did the exact same thing.
Did
correct,
he?
Yes.
See, dads are great like that. So that's a great dad move.
Yeah, that solves the golf being an expensive sport thing
right
there.
Yeah, because then them clubs are free, essentially.
I think he's worried about the time. And, you know, how does he find time to take his kids out to the course?
Well,
being a manager like
time
that.
And, time and what's the etiquette, and do you just let everybody pass?
Well, here's
everybody play through?
For the time thing, I'll tell you what, and I'll let Miles handle the etiquette thing because I'm terrible at golf and I don't care about etiquette. But for time, here's how my dad used to wake us up on Saturday morning. It would be 6 a.m., and he'd be like, get your ass out of the rack. Okay, so you say that to them, and then once they're, like, terrified, and they're like, what the, are we cleaning the crotch? Are we cleaning the basement? They get downstairs. You're like, no, we're going golfing. Okay, and then so that's how you get the time. You're going to get back by 8 o'clock. You're only doing 9 with those young whippersnappers. Now, as far as etiquette goes...
here's the thing.
Take the
most snobby golfers golf between when the course opens till about noon. So I think what you need to do is you need to be a weekend afternoon guy.
Oh.
A little more lenient, okay. The squad that comes at the twilight rates.
Okay.
One, the twilight rate's cheaper usually.
Okay.
You maybe not get a full 18 in, but you don't even need 18 with kids. You just need to be golfing 9 to 12.
Nine.
So.
Yep.
Go for that afternoon rate. The people are more relaxed. There's less people on the course, all that. That could be a good way to get around the etiquette deal.
I like it. And let me ask you this. If I ask my boss and I tell him that Miles and Charlie told me I could have an extra weekend day off to get the boys on the course, you think I could make that work?
Yeah, we're telling you got an extra day right
honestly,
now.
Honestly, tell them to call us. We'll set them straight.
All right, sounds good.
By the way, Zach, before you go, I want to tell you a story about the time me and Dude Dad went to Miles's country club. Miles belongs to this country club. Dude Dad and I went there, and we started playing around with the flag. You know, we grabbed the flag. We were running around. We thought it was funny, and it was funny. But then Miles was like, "Well, you guys," he got angry dad at us, and he was like, "Well, you guys are embarrassing me right now.
You're embarrassing me in front of all my friends."
Yeah, he has a whole new set of friends that we didn't even know about, and they're hedge fund investors.
Oh, get the hell out of here!
And you know, so.
No, what really happened was
he's a big deal.
Well, the last thing I need on my hand is that. Miles, the You Betcha guy, became a member at our club, and then him and his friends came around and started screwing around, and he's disrespectful of the course.
We were not respectful of the course,
and
I tell you that.
That's what I was mostly worried about.
I was digging balls out of the ravine with my 9-wedge.
Honestly, the reason why is I was worried that there'd be a grounds crew around. Because I know the grounds crew works hard at golf courses to make them pristine.
Oh, now he made it.
I don't give a shit about hedge fund buddy behind us. That guy probably can't even afford to be there anyways, you know? He's just doing it to impress his friends. It's the grounds crew that works hard on the lips of the cup and everything.
They work hard, blah, blah, blah. I get it. They do work hard, all right? You know, you made your point, Miles. I will say this, just bring a fishing pole with you, okay?
That is probably a good point.
Yeah, them bass, no one's fished them bass. And you get kicked out of the course, you'll get yourself a bass of a lifetime in those golf courses. Yes. They're in the most underfished bodies of water. Yeah, you got to fish for them. And we have lures on manwalkmint.com if you want to check those out. Grandpa Bob's Tackle Box.
I've heard of them. I've Grandpa Bob's Tackle Box.
Yeah, he's heard of them. Check it out. They're good. They're good deals.
So, Zach, before we let you go, I got to ask this question. Fleet Farm, you know, obviously Charlie and I love the Fleet Farm. I grew up going to the Fleet Farm. It was just down the road from my house. You got a good story about the old Fleet Farm, whether it's an old guy that would come in every single Sunday or something like that you can share with our listeners?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I got a couple of good ones, but I got one. So
right.
when you sign up for our Fleet Farm credit card and you're saving money every time you shop,
you
earn some gift cards.
Yep.
And so we got guys that like to hide those gift cards, those $25 gift cards from their wife. And they get to make a special purchase for themselves, you know?
That is smart.
And I had a guy that came in and bought a firearm once, and he covered the entire box of the firearm with $25 gift cards that he had saved up from his wife.
What kind of a firearm did he get?
It was a shotgun.
Attaboy. Go get them pheasants. Attaboy.
I love that.
Yep.
Was it a 12-gauge, a 20-gauge? What was he going for?
I believe it was a couple years ago, but it was 12-gauge Mossberg.
Attaboy.
Yes. Attaboy. Yeah.
Probably pheasants.
Actually real smart. We actually had a caller call in and say that he told his wife he was going to spend $1,500 on a mower. And he's told us that his budget was $2,500.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Kind of in the same vein, cut from the same cloth.
But, you know, those gift cards, that's free money. That's Monopoly money right there. You
house
play
money
the game.
Is what it really
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
The game, you spend it how you will. And
also, you know he's for the brand when he's plugging that credit card.
Did you hear
on
that?
The podcast.
Yeah, we are definitely cutting this into a short form. Yeah. That's going to be our Fleet Farm video for the week.
I'm mentioning that to my boss so I can get extra time on the course.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, that and
now
see
we
if you can
you
squeeze
out.
A few gift cards out of the deal for Charlie and I.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well,
there
I'd
go.
Like a new shotgun, too, myself.
There you go. Stop on in.
Zach, this has been an honor. Tell your kids we says hi and cut those golf clubs down to size for them, okay?
We'll do. Keep
yeah, and get yourself a hacksaw with a 20% discount over there at Fleet Farm if you don't have one.
There you
one.
Go. I do enjoy my 20%.
There you go. They got some nice hacksaws over there. I've been eyeing some up. So watch for deer, my guy.
Appreciate you calling in, Zach. Thanks for watching the content.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye now.
Absolutely. Tell your folks this is hi.
All right, yours too now. Fleet Farm Fanatics, how we doing? It's me, Charlie, co-host of the You Betcha podcast. And I just wanted to let you know that, you know, the 4th of July comes around once a year and you want to be prepared for it, right? You know, you want to say, do I have all the things that make people happy? Excuse me. Had a little cough there. Can you get cough drops at the Fleet Farm? I bet you could. You can get everything there. But anyway, it's the 4th of July and you're like, do I have everything that, you know, I need for the 4th? Well, yeah. Maybe you don't. You know, usually for me, it's a yeah, no. Okay, but I know I can go to the Fleet Farm. They're going to be open regular hours, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. for all the grilling, the cooking, the camping, any needs you have. Water sports, too. You bet your tush, all right? Tons of towables, kayaks, the whole deal. So if you're looking for a little something extra on the 4th, you don't have it. It is the 4th. Head on over to the Fleet Farm. And guess what? The first 350 customers to each Fleet Farm on July 4th, you are receiving a free 8x12 American flag to celebrate Independence Day. So there you have it. Independence Day celebration at the Fleet Farm. Get yourself a free flag. And, of course, anything else you need because the Fleet Farm has it all. All right. Let's get back to the Bellied Up podcast.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, this is Charlie. Miles just went to hit the head real quick, but I figured I'd
Miles went to hit the head.
Yeah, he's coming back. Don't worry about it. He'll be 30 seconds or so.
Right.
But anyway, where are you from, Luke?
I'm from Door County.
Oh, Door County. That away. What city up there in Door County? It's a big county.
Brussels. Wonderful Brussels.
Where? Brussels.
Have you ever heard of Brussels?
Yeah, now where is that, north or south Egg Harbor?
That's south Egg Harbor. We are like the first town of Door County.
First town, so you get right past the little thumb deal and you're in Door County. All right, I like it. So now it was Luke again. It's north of Dykesville, Yar. Okay, yeah, our bartender
just
says to it, north of Dykesville. And remind me again, it's Luke, right? Luke?
Yep.
So Miles
Luke!
Is back now. Miles just got done with the tinkle. And
Miles.
Oh, go ahead. Say what
I was just telling Charlie. I was just telling Charlie that I'm from Brussels, Wisconsin.
Okay.
But I've been meaning to get a hold of you because I just found out a couple months ago that Brussels has a gas station, Little Brussels, a town of maybe 500 people. And that gas station sells more Busch Light than any other gas station in the state of Wisconsin.
Okay.
Wow.
I mean,
So
you're saying that
you might have to come check it out sometime.
The cases going out of that gas station per capita is more than it, or is it just total volume?
It's unreal. That's what I'm saying.
Luke, how did you figure out this fact?
Yeah, because I do hear a lot of hearsay about that.
Yeah.
Busch Light capital of the world here, Busch Light capital of the world there. Is there, you got facts to back this one up?
And it better not be the gas station owner.
I'm not calling us the Busch Light capital of the world. All I'm saying is we have a one of a kind Belgian Days. And at Belgian Days, the beers are flowing.
I believe
it. And our local
celebrity who owns Let's Go Door County was out there advertising, and somehow that factoid came up after 1, 2, 3 beers, and that's where we got there. So you might have to come check it out for yourself.
Okay, well, we might have to do that at some point. Yep. I mean, I love
you. He's heading up that way tomorrow. He's going to Green Bay tomorrow. Maybe he'll have to take a stop.
Maybe
he'll
have to swing on through. I love that in Wisconsin. So I'm up in North Dakota, and unfortunately, we can't buy beer at gas stations. It's kind of bullshit if you're asking me.
It is bullshit if you're asking me, too. I was up there.
Not even the holiday?
No, not in North Dakota. Wow. In other states, you can at the holiday gas station. You can get all sorts of great stuff at the holiday gas station. You can get beer if you're in the right states. You can get nice hot food.
Quick Trip is better. But the thing I do want to bring up, though, is Miles is a bigwig over there in North Dakota. He's at the point where he can start bribing politicians. And honestly, you should...
Sure. You're right. No, it's not bribe. It's called lobbying.
It's called
lobbying,
yeah.
Start lobbying.
Grease the wheels, will you, Miles? You're a big dog now.
Bribe?
Start
you can't
beers.
Be throwing the word bribe around, Charlie.
Oh, please.
That's
those politicians know what they're
doing. No, politicians, if you're saying that out loud, they will stay away from you.
Oh,
it's all
I don't
about
care.
Lobbying.
They should stay away. But the point is Miles is going to fix that gas station situation for you. Now, can we give you any Midwest advice, or do you have something you want to buy, sell, and trade?
So I actually had advice from Miles.
Oh, you have advice you want to give Miles.
Is the advice that I need to go to
we
this
can
gas
call it
station?
Give advice, right?
Yeah, you can give advice.
No. I mean, that was a side note. Well, I had you on the line.
All right.
You know, that was a side note.
All right, I'm all ears.
My advice to you. I hear you're getting married pretty soon.
Oh, yes, he is. Oh, I'd love to hear this advice.
Dead man walking. Yeah.
I cannot stress the importance of how much you need to listen. And I'm not talking about to your wife. I'm talking about to other people.
Okay.
Oh. I have a story to go with this.
Yeah.
I have a story to go with this.
Yeah.
But I don't know what your marriage, how you're getting married or where you're getting married. But I know for me personally, we got married in a church.
Okay.
And I don't know, again, I don't know what kind of classes you have to go to first, but we had to go through marital class.
Oh, yeah, so you're Catholic is what you're saying.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Yes, exactly.
You're
you
Catholic,
get it.
Yeah.
So the last step, the week before our marriage, was we had to sit down with our priest and have a discussion. And in this discussion, we talked about all sorts of things, and we got to one of his final questions was, what are you most looking forward to about marriage?
And you said finally having sex, right?
Okay, now you just ruined my punchline.
Oh, yes! I got
give
there.
Give it a minute.
This sounds like a joke I would tell. So,
give it a minute. Okay. So the background of the story is my wife, bless her soul, has two siblings that got married within 6 months of us. We were the last of three to get married within 6 months.
Wow. Holy moly.
And we all got married at the same church. Yeah. So her dad's poor after that, right?
Yeah.
So this priest asked the question, and he starts laughing right away. And of course, he says, well, do you want to know what your brother's answer was? Naturally, I say, yes, her brother's a funny guy. I'm sure he has a good response. So he starts chuckling, and he says he's most looking forward to the sex benefit. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm giggling, and he's giggling, and my wife is not happy. And she's giving me the side eye. You know the look, right?
Yeah, we are in front of a priest right now. Yeah,
this is a holy
man. We're not horsing around here.
Yeah, we're going to have to confess our sins to this same fella, you know, for years. Jeez Louise.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I'll ever be able to confess to him after this. But anyways, so he goes, and he states the question again, what are you most looking forward to? And my wife goes first. And she gives this really nice answer, really
what was
sweet,
it?
Really,
what was
really
it?
Genuine. If I'm being honest, again, listening skills.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
He was only thinking about his
it was
answer.
Something nice. It was like, oh, waking up in the morning with them every morning.
Oh,
with my best friend.
Waking up with you?
Very genuine.
Come on.
Anybody can say that, right?
Yeah.
Anybody can say that. So then it gets to me, and of course my wife was right, or this time fiance was right there, so I gave a really nice generic answer. And then I got done and I said, oh yeah, and the sex benefits, right?
Yep.
And I chuckled because he had already talked about that, but he laughed really hard, like really, really hard. And my my wife is slapping my leg and giving me a dirty look, and I like, he made the joke before. Why can't I make the joke now, right? Obviously, this is conversation we can all laugh at.
Your own brother said the same joke.
Exactly, right? A few minutes later, we walk out of the room because we're all done and we're heading home.
Well, yeah, you guys nailed it. You guys nailed it.
First step out the door, she gives a full wind-up, smokes me right in the arm, and she is pissed.
Oh.
And I said, what? And she looks at me and says, he said tax benefit. Tax benefit.
They both end with X. They both end with X.
I am an idiot.
You
got me there, dude. I did not see that one coming. Tax benefits.
Is you need to listen really closely.
And also,
the tax benefits are awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Don't get divorced. Those are not good benefits, okay? Yeah. That's
you only got good tax benefits if you stay married, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
pretty good.
Well, unless you get divorced because you're having tax benefits with others. I don't know. We won't get into that.
Yeah, we won't go there. But
I think you should maybe consider hiring someone to do your taxes. I don't know if you fully understand
and don't hire someone to do your taxes, okay? Yeah. That's not where you want to go either. So, well, good for you. I'm happy you're getting married, and it sounds like it's going to be an Miles and I will be there. So, just send us the save the date.
Didn't he already get married?
The date is passed.
Yeah, you already got married, Charlie.
I've been drinking. I don't remember. You know.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's all good. So, how are the
tax benefits?
The tax benefits are fantastic.
That's enough.
Now you got to
3 years later and three kids. 3 years, so we're good.
Wait, you have 3 years, three kids?
Yeah, he's really been taking advantage of the tax benefits.
Wow, and to wrap this all up, I got to do a better job listening because I.
You literally missed the whole point of what the story he told.
No, he said you
got to
listen. So anyway, happy your marriage is going well. And keep up with those tax benefits, okay? And by tax, we mean, foreign.
Hire a financial advisor.
Yeah, that's exactly what we mean. All right, real good.
Well, appreciate you calling in, man. That was a great story.
Yeah.
And I will constantly keep listening.
I've got lots of good stories if you ever need more. But
all right.
Yes, always listen.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Real good.
Thanks for calling in, man.
Talk soon now. So let's start from the top. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Lucas Wendell. I'm from Oak Creek, Wisconsin.
So you said you drove like 20 minutes to be here, right?
Yep. Saw it on Instagram. I'm like, I'm only 20 minutes away.
You're coming.
I can
to
make
the
it
bar.
There and back.
Nice. The Newport welcomes you.
Yeah. You said you got something at 5:30, right?
Yep. Class at 5:30.
Well, we'll try to get you out of here around 5:25 so you can
Perfect.
Make it to class
Perfect.
On time. Charlie, Charlie, where'd you go to college at?
I went to UW-Madison.
And
I'm
how many classes were you on time for?
Not many.
How many were a few beers in?
not a few more. Oh, we got shots coming the way.
I like the Tullys.
Yeah, we'll do three Tullys. That'd be awesome. Yeah. And we'll sponsor. Where did those come from? Did we sponsor those? Oh, geez. Well, big thanks to him. And
he's also from Forestville, you know what area.
Where is he from now?
Forestville.
Oh, that's where you're from.
Yeah.
Oh, Kim.
Imagine that.
Oh.
From the same town.
Charlie, I think she's being sarcastic.
No,
right
she's
now.
Not. She's being very serious.
Very
I can
sweet.
Tell, right, Kim? Yeah, she's very serious. Yeah. Miles, do not put sarcasm upon. By the way, Kim, when we're done with this, do you want to sit in the hot seat? Can we talk for a minute or no?
No, she said no.
She
I
said
asked
absolutely.
Her already earlier.
All right, Kim.
So,
you know
what?
That's fine.
Hey,
that's
Charlie,
fine.
We're doing a podcast
Sorry,
right now.
Sorry, we're doing
so.
I just wanted to, you know, say, hey, B, how you doing? Sorry,
he
I'm
also,
talking to do it.
Not only was he late to class, he also did not pay attention the whole
no,
time.
No, I didn't.
He was
so,
too busy chit-chatting. Yeah.
Anyway, so you're originally from Illinois.
I am originally from Illinois.
How was that like growing up? Should we do a shot to the Bears sucking, by the way? Are you a Bears fan?
Unfortunately, I am.
All right. Well, you know what? That's how she goes. Fine, Miles. Don't cheers my glass. I see how it is.
I am a Bears fan. But my fiance is from Wisconsin. She's a hardcore Packers fan.
So you married up is what you're saying.
I married up.
And you got a gold sweatshirt on. That's what we like to see.
And I bought this to impress her.
Did you? Did she like it? It's a nice sweatshirt.
I saw it. Storm, like, perfect.
Where'd you get it from?
I got some Brian Parts Target.
It's plausible deniability for you. It's like, are you wearing the Packers
next
gold?
Next time you're looking for a nice shirt to buy somewhere, you go to Fleet Farm. Look for this guy's face there somewhere, and you can buy some merch
right
there.
Next to him, there's a better-looking guy.
The clearance rack is right next door to mine.
It's
probably
on
sale. Yeah,
it probably is on sale, honestly. Anyway, so now this is a podcast where we give advice, we take advice, and we can buy, sell, and trade stuff. Do you have anything you want to buy, sell, or trade?
I do not, but I could use some advice.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
All ears.
Did I make the right decision moving from Illinois to Wisconsin?
Yes, of course you did. Of course you did. I mean, Illinois, what does that have to offer?
Well,
Chicago's a great city.
That's a great question.
Chicago,
a little bit of violence there.
I want to say this. Chicago is a great city. It's phenomenal. There's great music. Chicago Blues was born there.
They got a bunch of great steakhouses.
Swift
& Sons. Have you ever been to Swift & Sons?
I have, actually.
Wow.
Yes.
It's a great spot. Yes. I was blown away by the steak that I had there.
Very good steak place.
Chicago's got Broadway. It's got a lot of amazing things. Unfortunately, it has the Bears. And the Bears takes away from any amazingness in Chicago because they've sucked so hard for so many years. So, what inspired you to come to Wisconsin?
His girl.
Yeah, I got a girl.
No, I know his girl, but I guess
I got a girl, and then I got I got a girl, and then I got a job.
What do you do for a living?
I work at Wee Energies. So
Wee Energies, that's like, a big energy deal.
Well, that's what powers all the Wee Sports, you know, the video game.
Yes.
Wee would like to play. Close. Yeah.
We energize Wisconsin.
Okay. So you're a liquor distributor then, because that's usually how Wisconsinites are energized. Couple whiskey shots and they're feeling pretty good. But not that.
We keep the lights on.
What do you do for Wee Energies?
I'm a designer, so I build like utility poles.
Oh, you're a utility pole designer. Yeah.
I like that. Taking a utility pole that's uninteresting, right, to the general population. You slap designer on that, and it sounds like, oh, my God, you're doing some fancy work.
Everybody thinks I'm hot shit now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm a designer.
Yep.
And they're like, well, what? Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's a utility pole.
What goes into designing a nice pole?
Length.
Okay. Not girth, just length.
Well, length come with girth.
What about spinability?
What are you talking about now, Miles?
I don't think I know what a utility pole is now that you guys say
it. Everybody knows it's a telephone pole.
Oh,
telephone pole.
I thought you meant like a utility pole that can spin. It's nice and shiny. It goes, floor to ceiling. You're talking outside type of stuff.
Yep.
Okay, sorry.
Now let me ask
your definition of utility pole and my definition of utility pole is much different.
So with the pole design, what goes into it?
Whatever needs to be on that pole. So if it's serving a house or distribution.
Yeah. And you design different models for different purposes.
Exactly.
So you hate trees then, by the way.
A fit for every hole.
You hate trees then.
Oh, absolutely. We cut them all down.
Yeah. You need to make sure that there's not a tree even close to that pole, right?
They all get ripped right out of the ground.
Yeah.
Now, Wee Energies, I've been dealing with them a lot because we're getting solar panels on the deal. And Wee Energies been pretty nice about the whole deal. They've been pretty receptive about that.
Number one in customer service.
Yeah, they are. Okay. Yeah, I says I'm getting solar panels because the nice thing about solar panels, you put them on once, you don't have electric bill again.
Yeah.
So that's good. And I'm surprised that Wee Energies is cool with that because I'm not paying you anymore.
Well. Number one in customer service right
number
there.
Number one in customer service.
We did, the other day, we mocked a customer service call. We could do a mock customer service call.
Yeah, let's do it.
I don't work in that spot, though. That's not me.
Yeah, he's an art guy.
That's not me.
He's an art guy.
I'm a designer.
He's all about poles.
I'm all about the poles.
What kind of wood do you use for them poles?
Oh, cedar and pine.
Cedar and pine. Where do you get the wood from?
No fucking clue.
At least he's honest.
I'll tell you what, though. The cedar poles are the crazy ones because there'll be a 100-year pole that won't be replaced.
Oh, because that's a nice thing. That's a nice thing. Yep. You get a good piece of wood. It lasts for a long time.
So good to know. If you own a strip club, just buy cedar poles, and then you will never have to replace it. Yeah.
They don't.
There might be a splinter or two, but other than that, you're gonna. Standing. It's a 100-year pole.
Yeah.
Miles, have you ever worked in a strip club? No. Have you ever been an exotic dancer?
Well, you know, I would like to defer that question. I don't like to talk about my personal life too much.
I used to be an exotic dancer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we've all thought about it.
I was over there at Northern Exposure, and my stripper name, Ratchet Strap. Do you like that? They'd slap me on the ass.
Hey,
they'd say,
tell
that's
you what,
not
though,
going anywhere.
That guy's not going anywhere.
Yeah, he's not. No. Very now tight. Look gone. At me now. I'm wearing overalls, you know. These come off, if you were asked.
that's a question, age-old question. What's tougher to get off, a bra strap or the overall strap?
Oh, the overalls come off quick. I tell you that right now. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, that's smart.
Don't get too excited over here, you know. But it's been good working for We Energy so far.
It has been very
They're
good.
They're treating you good.
Yep. 2 months in, can't complain.
Atta boy. Now,
how many poles have you personally designed?
That's a good question.
Now, I've done 6 jobs and almost 200 poles.
Wow, 6 jobs and 200 poles. Good for you.
Have you ever thought about getting into the fishing industry?
Yeah, I have you, because that's a good
idea. They also are designing poles as well.
A lot of poles in that industry, too.
Yeah,
could you use the same things they use at We Energy to design a fishing pole?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Really?
Probably not.
Right.
Well, maybe fly fishing poles.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times poles go with holes. Have you had any experience with
Miles,
designing holes?
You got to stop taking it dirty. I know where
what
you're
going. What do you
going.
Mean? I'm talking ice fishing,
dude. Okay.
You were taking that one dirty.
Yeah, right. Let's be honest.
Ice augers.
All of my poles do go in a hole.
That is true. Well, that's the number one rule about anything is poles always go in holes.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this now. When it comes to We Energies, is there a particular pole you've been most proud of designing?
My first one.
Where is it?
Well, that's always special, the first pole.
It is.
Yeah.
It's in Racine.
Racine.
Yep.
Now,
right next to a Culver's.
And what was it doing?
Did you take a photo next to it?
I did.
Yeah, see, I knew it.
Were you holding the pole closer to the camera to make it look bigger or no?
Yes.
Yeah, you were?
Well, that's smart, actually.
That's just good advertising. So, what was this pole for, commercial use or residential use?
No, it's distribution.
Distribution. Yep. What kind of things were you distributing?
So
energy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Energy.
Louise.
Yeah. Well, electricity.
Good for you.
From one place to the next.
That's amazing. Well, I thank you for what you're doing, powering Wisconsin. You know. And,
yep.
And keep getting them solar panels because that's nice. I know that affects the bottom line of We Energies,
but we support it.
You support it, and I appreciate that. Yeah. And that's good that you guys do that.
I
really
should get
do.
A big bonus from We Energies from plugging it so much on this podcast.
No, seriously.
Yeah, there
seriously.
We go.
Hey, you know.
You're at We Energies. We would like to chat. You know?
We would. Yeah. We'll
talk polls all day long.
We'll talk polls. And we haven't even brought the fact that it's called We. You
we
know?
We have to be the number one promotional podcast for poles.
We do.
I don't think I know another one that's plugging poles more than this one.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Well, it was great talking to you.
Yeah,
nice
you
caller. Tell your fiance.
Thanks
we
for
says
hi. Driving over here, too, to hang
I'm
out.
Glad it was so close. If I still lived in Illinois, I would not have made it.
There you
all
go.
Right.
That's why.
Enjoy your class now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad that shot helped with
I'm
it.
I'm sure
okay?
it'll help you study.
All right, real good.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks
Keep
for coming
moving.
On, man.
We'll see ya.
See ya.
Bye-bye now. And that was an amazing episode. Miles, what did we learn today? What did we learn, huh?
You know what I learned today, Charles?
What'd you learn?
I learned that there's no drink too tall. There's no shot too strong.
This is a country song. There's no drink too tall. There's no
shot
too strong.
Sometimes you're bellied up.
Something that rhymes with strong.
Strong.
We'll be on the Opry soon.
Yeah,
you know?
Wow. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Yeah.
One of us might already be at the
office. Oh, that's a humble brag. Wow.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Your song got played at the Opry. Why don't you tell people about that? Where can they download it, huh?
You can download Drunk I Am. I ain't as thick as you drunk I am.
Oh, God.
That was actually not too bad.
Let Fillmore sing it. Let Fillmore sing it. How does that sound?
Yeah, you are right. You can find that anywhere. You can find anything. Yeah. Just like you can find all podcasts, You Betcha Radio, OUBetcha.com. You can find all this stuff there.
Manswagman.com. Better merch. But anyway, is there anything else we should say to the gals and guys before we leave
I think
them?
We got to leave them with this. First of all, we fucking love you guys.
We do.
Every time I have one too many eight shots like I have today,
my
immediate move is, one, I love you guys. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Yes.
I'm a Frenchman. My last name is
Montplaisir. The pleasure of the mount.
And what a Frenchman do, they don't fight.
We got some pull tabs knocked in over here. Thank you very much for that. We got to check these pull tabs before we go.
How much do we owe you if we win?
We'll do half.
It's up to you.
I'll do half.
50-50?
Yeah.
All right. Well, everyone knows this about me, Charlie, is I'm a pull tab investor.
You are. When everyone else was doing Bitcoin, you were doing pull tabs. I ain't got crap.
This is when everyone bobs, I weave. When everyone goes NFTs, crypto, I go pull tabs. Yeah. So here we go. Give him the play-by-play, Charles.
Should we side bet on it? I side bet you $3. You got nothing.
All right. I side bet that I also
3 to 20 odds. So 3 to 60.
Okay. Whatever that works out to be, we'll have the producers figure that out. Jake, you got that? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was his whole line. This is the whole time anyone's heard him today.
Yeah.
What do you got? Oh, we heard the crack on the mic. That's nice. You got nothing.
$1.
He got $1.
$1.
Come on.
There we go.
Come on. Woo. How much do I owe you then?
This
Let
is
me
what
see that.
Pull tab investing is all about.
Let me verify. I want to verify first. Can I verify before you hand it to Kim to waste her time? Oh, you got $1. Sorry, Kim. I know. I just wanted to make sure he wasn't embarrassing
Charlie,
himself.
I got $1. Trust me. I wouldn't celebrate nothing. All right. Oh,
good for you. Good for you.
There we go.
You got to split that.
So
50,
I owe
50.
Him. I get 50 cents.
Yeah. Just tear that dollar in half. You know, with inflation, it's probably worth its weight in paper. So, anyways. Well, that's it for another episode of the Bellied Up Podcast. Make sure you follow Bellied Up.
Kim, can you give us one sign-off line? Just one sign-off line. One sign-off line.
Is Kim going to do it? She's...
I just want to let you know that not only is Brussels north of Dykesville, but it's also west of Urine.
Oh, it's good to know. You
there
know,
it
that
is
the, good to
the
know.
The bar wisdom right
the
there.
The bar.
Yes.
Thank you, Kim.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Kim.
That. Everyone, tip your bartenders.
Tip your Kim. Wherever Kim is at your town, you know a Kim.
You know a Kim. Tip your Kim.
Tip
I like
Kim.
That. That's
tip
a good
Kim.
Tagline. Let's make a
Guys,
shirt about that.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Bellied Up Podcast. As always, follow Oh You Betcha at OUBetcha.com and You Betcha Radio and all of the other podcasts that we have. We'll see you guys in
Charlie
another
Behrens,
one.
Charlie Behrens, at Charlie Behrens. Man, the walk minute.
We're going to go try and...
we've had a few.
Yeah.
All
right.
See you guys.
We're going to get a ride home.
Bye-bye.
Love you guys.